process goes back a long way. But the last important stage was the referendum, when the generality of the people of Zimbabwe said they were agreeable to this draft constitution. But as you are aware, a draft remains a draft. It is not law until it is placed before parliament, and parliament passes it as law. A constitutional draft needs to be published for 30 days before it is presented to parliament. This has been done. And come Tuesday, it will be introduced. I'll introduce it to parliament, and the members of parliament will debate. If they are satisfied with this bill, they will pass it by not less than a two-thirds majority, and the same will then happen in the Senate. When that is done, the president still has to sign that draft bill. It's still a draft bill, and it is only on signature and publication in the Gazette that it becomes the law of this country. It becomes the constitution of Zimbabwe.
If we look at the time taken to come up with the document, it took you 4 years. And in those 4 years, you were facing hurdles from all corners. Do you expect the same to happen in Parliament?
I wish I could say that it would be a walk in the park, but it is definitely not the attitude to take, because members of Parliament have got their own independence and different views. And I must expect that there's going to be robust debate in respect of this bill. But having said so, I'm confident that I'll be able to steer the bill safely through Parliament so that it eventually becomes the law of the country.
What will happen in the event that parliamentarians fail to agree over this bill?
Let me say that the consequences are too ghastly to contemplate, because I don't really think that anybody within his rightful senses would want to go back to the Lancaster House document, because that is what will happen. Because if parliamentarians decline to pass that bill, it means that you don't have a new constitution. And it will be a sad day indeed. After 4.5 years, members of parliament, despite this constitution having passed through a referendum, will then say that that is not a document which has become law of Zimbabwe.